Thank you for calling Rochester Gas and Electric.
Para español, marque 9.
For a gas emergency, please press 1. For billing and payments, including payment agreements, press 2.
Please enter your 11-digit account number as shown on your... If
38 Arlington Drive
is the service address you are calling about, press 1. If not, as of today, your account balance is $737.59 and is due on December 26th. Your last payment of $149.83 was received on November 19th. You're scheduled to be billed again around December 24th.
To hear your account information again, please press 1. To make a payment, press 2. For a payment agreement of a past due balance, or if your service has been terminated, press 3. For budget billing, press 4. To hear more options, press 5. To request a duplicate copy of your most recent bill, press 1. For your energy use history to be mailed to you, press 2. For electricity supply information, press 3. To hear the previous menu again, press 4. For all other questions, press 5. To go back to the...
Please hold while I connect you with the next available customer representative. To ensure quality service, your call may be monitored or recorded.
If you're calling with questions on your smart meter upgrade or to schedule an appointment for your meter exchange, please press 1 now. For all other inquiries, please press 2.
I don't know, baby.
Is extremely important to us. Would you help us by answering a few brief questions immediately following your call? That should take no more than a few minutes of your time. Press 1 for yes or 2 for no.
We are currently experiencing...
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ravinia. How may I help you?
Hey, Ravinia. My name is Michael Siriani. How are you doing this evening?
I'm great, yourself, Michael. How
great.
Can I help you?
Ravinia, I have been emailing quite a bit with the customer service portion because I submit my own meter reads, and my bill is pretty high. It's like $750 right now, and they just keep they keep revising the bill, but they revise it to the same dollar amount, and I clearly have photographs of my meter reads saying that things are different, and I'm wondering if I can get some help looking at my account.
I gladly would assist you. What's your account number?
Okay, so account number is 2009-216-7392.
What's your service address and zip code, Mike?
It's 38 Arlington Drive, 14534.
And the account holder's name?
Is my wife, Monica.
Give me just one moment.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. When was the last meter read photo you sent over?
Well, I've emailed, it would have been on 11/22, I believe. Let me pull up all the pictures and everything. 11/20,
okay.
I believe, I sent it in.
Okay.
And I did get an email back today saying that. So the email I received from RG&E today said, thank you for contacting us. Basically, we'll adjust the bill and get back to you. But they adjusted the bill, and it's the same dollar amount.
I'm just saying, sure if they notated anything in the notes before I pull that invoice for you.
Sure.
Just a second, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Just one more of my...
Yeah, no, you're totally good.
So I have one that's 751.53 that sent out on December the 1st. You received that one?
So the one that I have right now in my... So on my online account right now, I just logged in. I have a bill that says 737.59.
Okay, that's the newest one I generated on the 3rd.
Yes, today.
And let me see what the adjustment was for 90138. Just 1 second. Looking at the meter read on your phone. What was the last reading you reported on the 20th? Can you verify that reading from your picture?
9971.
Can you verify the one that was correctly recorded from September 23rd?
September the 23rd should be 8228.
Okay, on the 23rd, I have 844 for a customer's reading.
No, it's clearly here pictured with timestamp 8228.
What about the 22nd of October?
October would be 9164.
Okay, that one's correct. And it was estimate August 26th, and the customer's reading on September 22nd. What was the reading for 922?
8228.
That one also says 8244. Give me one moment. Let me inquire.
Yeah, so we're only off. So Ravina, we're only off by a little bit. But my question is, my last bill, my last payment, we made a payment I think 2 weeks ago for $149. Should have brought my account to $0. How am I all of a sudden getting a bill for $800?
Well, the bill, let me see, $149.83 was for November 16th. Let me pull that invoice.
Yep.
See what's follow up the next three.
That would be great.
And that was a customer's reading as well. Allow me one moment because I'm customer service to inquire of my supervisor how we can further assist you with getting this corrected.
I really appreciate you so much. Yes.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
And may I ask, is there anyone in the home that may be at least 19 years of age and less than 62 that may have any type of disability or be blind?
No, but I do have a 2- and 4-year-old in the home.
Awesome. Give me just one moment. Let me see how we can further assist you, okay?
Thank you.
Just a second.
Yep.
You're welcome.
On the phone. How's Pops holding it? Got a job. What's he doing? Pushing carts at Wegmans? What's he doing? Hey. Oh, we went back? A little bit of something's better than nothing, you know? Be a Walmart greeter. Get out of the house. He feels like he's doing all right. Tell Mike you want to go. Go next year for the go for the show.
Give me just one moment. The two reads that we said it was incorrectly recorded, do you remember which one they were that we were reviewing? Was it the September reading?
I don't remember what we said was different. I know that I have the correct reads. I have what, you know what I mean, what everything should have been dating back. I take pictures with timestamps, so I should have everything
Give me just a moment, okay?
Sure, no problem whatsoever.
We discussed it and I didn't write any notes.
Yeah, that's okay. I believe it was the September. I have September, October, November is what I have.
Give me just a second. Catch a grower. Provide me for the October 23rd reading and the November 20th reading, if you don't mind.
The November 20th reading should be 8228. The October reading should be 82. Hang on, let me look right here. N22 should be 9. So is that
okay? That would be 9. It is right on the 9.
9, 1, 6, 4.
Okay. So that one confirms. Give me just a moment. I'll go on to the
wait, next yeah, I'm so sorry. I screwed up. The 11:20 read should be 9962. The October read should be 9164, and the September read should be 8228.
So September is 8228. November 20th is 9961.
Yep.
And October 23rd we have recorded as the 9164, so that's the one that is correct. I just need to notate in detail the ones that was incorrect. Be right with you, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for your patience.
Appreciate it.
Be right there. Michael, thank you for holding. I notated the account in detail of the 2 months that we recorded. It was different than what they were billing at on the billing invoice. I'm transferring you to customer care and billing department. Just give them your name. Okay. Tell them you have already been fully verified, and they can read the notes in detail that was posted on the account for the further of the correction of the invoice, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Maybe before we finish the call, you may be invited to take a short survey in the between the transfer, just of your experience for today, and just to see if you felt satisfied with your support you received. My name is Ravinia. It has been a pleasure, and thank you for calling RG&E.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, transfer, and you have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.